Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be continuing sharing with you on the subject of following Jesus according to the Word of God. You know, when we think about the fact that we're following Jesus, some people don't realize that if we're not doing it according to the Word of God, we're really not following Him. We can be born again and we can be walking in the flesh and we're not following Him. We can be born again and walking in the ways of the world and we're really not following the Lord. We're just following our own ways. We need to follow the Lord. Luke 9:23, we saw the scripture. He said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." He's saying to all, and he says to every one of us today, if any man's going to come after me, and it's our responsibility to come after him, we draw nigh to him, and he draws nigh to us. Let him deny himself. God says deny yourself, deny your own desires, deny walking in your own ways. Take up his cross daily, that is the crucifying of the flesh, crucifying of your own desires, and follow after him. The way you do this is you're putting away a soul realm directed life. Whosoever shall save his life, that is the suke, the soul realm directed life, is going to lose the real life. But whosoever will lose his soul realm directed life, then the same is going to save it. You're going to have the life of God. It'll be manifested in all areas of you. God wants you to submit yourself unto Him and follow Him. Now, if you don't follow Him, you won't see the promised land come to pass. Caleb was one who wholly followed the Lord, and he was brought into his land while the rest of them died out in the wilderness. And it's important that we follow Him with the right attitude. There was the one where he talked about the Jeroboam. The Lord was saying the fact that he was rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and he gave it unto him because he was not been as his servant David was, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do that which was right in my sight. Well, this is the way you follow the Lord. You keep his word and you do only that which is right in his eyes. You need to be sure that whatever you're doing, is it right in God's eyes? Don't do whatever you want in your eyes. Do whatever is right in His eyes. Praise the Lord. And as they followed Him, they possessed the land. They wholly followed the Lord their God. And that's got to be our attitude. We saw the scripture in Matthew 4:19 as we were closing in the broadcast yesterday about following the Lord, where He said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." That's what He spoke to those disciples. "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." If we're truly following the Lord, God will make us fishers of men. We're going to be out there reaching people with the gospel. We're going to be preaching the gospel. We're going to be sharing the word to lead people to the Lord. We're going to be witnessing to them that they must be born again and be saved. We're going to be ministering the word of God to help people be set free from bondages. If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to be out there reaching people. If you have this attitude, "I'll just take care of myself, us four no more" kind of attitude, and just deal with yourself all the time, you're not following Jesus. You have been called out of darkness in the marvelous light. You have now been given a commission, a great commission, to go and preach the gospel to every single one. You are to go and call people to repentance. You are to go and stand up and reprove the works of darkness. You are to stand up and preach the gospel. Let your light shine. You don't hide it under a bushel. You let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's important that you follow the Lord by being a fisher of men. In Matthew 10, here in verse 37, the Bible says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." We want to be worthy of the Lord. And we're to walk worthy of him, the Bible says. We walk worthy of him when we put him first place in our life. If you love father, mother, son, daughter, or somebody that's close to you more than the Lord, you're not worthy of him. You can't compromise the truth with loved ones. You can't compromise the truth with anybody. You have got to stand steadfast on God's Word. I see too much compromise in the body of Christ, and I minister to people in churches all over this area, ministering healing and deliverance and counseling to them all the time. And I see too much compromise in believers. Too much compromise for about what other people will think. God has called you to walk uprightly before Him. How are you going to be an influence in other people's lives if you keep compromising the truth? He wants you to walk in line with the truth, be steadfast on God's Word, not compromise your stand for the Lord because of so-and-so. I mean, some people, they won't say anything about the Lord around certain people. But you need to walk in line with God's Word. He tells you to preach the gospel. He tells you to do the Word. Some people say, well, I can't pray around so-and-so because they don't like me praying. Hey, God said for you to pray always. He said for you to pray without ceasing. He says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and you're supposed to pray the prayer of faith. You better obey God and not man. If you're really following Jesus, you're going to be worthy of Him. You're going to love God above any other person. You're going to value Him, and you're going to obey the Lord. That will show that you are worthy of Him. And remember, the Bible says that we are to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, to please Him. Please the Lord. Don't be a man pleaser. Be a God pleaser. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 19, beginning with verse 21, he talks about the fact that this particular man had these possessions. And Jesus said to him, if you will be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Otherwise, why did he say that? Because this man had possessions, and they were his idol. They were his source. He was looking to that. He would not forsake these great possessions as far as his source. And he had that before the Lord. And we need to put God first place. Don't put any possessions, anything that you have, before the Lord. This man was sorrowful. He had great possessions. And that's where Jesus says, a rich man, it's hard for him to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We need to give all of our possessions, our finances, over into the hands of the Lord, and we're stewards over what He's given us. He'll give us all things richly to enjoy, but don't let possessions or money or anything be Lord in your life. Don't let it be a god or an idol or the source for you. You need to follow the Lord. Very important. He says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And what's the answer? Forsake all. If you will forsake all and walk in the ways of the Lord, then He will bless you and you'll follow Him. Everyone that forsakes houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife, children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. Hallelujah. It says the many that are first shall be last and the last shall be first. Those ones that are last will be first. Those are the ones that have humbled themselves. Those are the ones that have forsaken all. They've given up all for the gospel's sake. They're going to receive the 100-fold, and they're going to inherit the everlasting life. Praise God. Don't let anything be an idol before God. Don't have any possessions ever have control of you. Don't let riches have you. They had this guy, and he could not let go of them. It's going to hinder you from following the Lord. Over in Luke chapter 9, he talked about those, and this one guy said, Lord, I'll follow you whithersoever thou goest. Lots of people say that, but you know, they really won't, because if you follow Jesus wherever He goes, you're not going to be looking back, you're not going to be going in the ways of the world, you're going to be obeying Him. Hey, this one guy, when Jesus said, follow me, he said, let me first go bid my family farewell, which are at home. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You can't decide, well, I'm going to go do all these things and put these priorities ahead. He wanted to go back and do whatever he wanted to do. We need to follow the Lord, and don't be following what people tell you to do. Be obeying Him. If you follow Him, you're going to go preach the gospel. You're not going to be looking back. Those that look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. In John chapter 2, He said, the one who enters in by the doors, the shepherd of the sheep, that's Jesus. And here, He's the great shepherd, and He calls the sheep by name, and He leads them out. And here, He's going to lead us, and what is He saying? He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. He speaks to us through His Word, by the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us with a still, small voice. He speaks to us with the witness of the Spirit, and to show us what to do, with our conscience bearing witness of what's right. And the sheep, we are to be sheep, are to follow Him. It says the stranger they'll not follow, but they flee from Him. You should be fleeing from the voice of a stranger. You should be fleeing from the voice of the world. You should be fleeing from the voice of anything the devil brings to you and enticing you or tempting you with walking in the ways of darkness. You need to turn away from that. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." My sheep hear my voice. Are you one of the sheep? The sheep stick real close to the shepherd. They follow him close. And he says, "I know them." See, God knows those that are the real sheep. Don't be a goat. Goats wander off in their own way. Sheep are the ones that truly follow the Lord. It says, "I know them, and they follow me." If you're going to follow him, you're going to be listening to his voice and obeying what he tells you to do. That means you deny yourself. Jesus didn't do whatever he wanted to do. He didn't speak his own words. He spoke the Father's words. He denied himself. He emptied himself of all his divine privileges, and he walked in obedience, being led by what the Father was telling him to do. John 12, verse 26, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." I'll tell you, God honors those that follow him. But if any person's going to follow him, they're going to be serving the Lord. You see, you're bought with a price. You belong to Jesus. There's a spiritual authority over you. Either you're yielding to the devil or you're yielding to God. If you're yielding to the Lord, you're going to follow him and you're going to serve him. You're going to serve the Word. You're going to serve the Lord and do his works. You know, we're ambassadors for Christ. We're not of this world. We're sent into this world by the Lord when we get born again. And now the Spirit of Christ in us and the Holy Spirit who's come to dwell in us, it wants us to be ambassadors for Christ, to go and to follow him and to bring forth the glorification of our Heavenly Father. I want to exhort you today strongly, make the decision to put Jesus Christ first place, make him Lord, and decide that you're going to follow the Lord and you're going to obey him in all things. We'll talk more to you on the next broadcast. See you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.